Intuition can also permit the personality, through its higher self, to receive information from other souls of higher process, souls that are not its own soul. Sources of guidance other than your own higher self can come across on the same radio station, so to speak. This is not the same as an intuitive process. This is a process of receiving guidance through intuitive channels. Receiving information through intuitive channels is significantly different from receiving information through intuitive processes. Receiving information through intuitive processes is cooking at home. Receiving information through intuitive channels is ordering out. The guidance that the multisensory human receives through intuitive processes and through intuitive channels is as essential for his or her well-being and growth as sunshine and clean air. Through his or her intuition, the multisensory human comes to understand and to experience truth consciously. What is truth? Truth is that which does not contaminate you, but empowers you. Therefore, there are degrees of truth, but generically, truth is that which can do no harm. It cannot harm. Higher self connecting to non-physical teachers produces a level of truth that is true not just for you, but that would be true for anyone who came into contact with it. If you subtracted everything that is personal to you from the guidance that you receive through intuitive channels, there would remain a kernel of truth that would apply to others, or, at least, the presence of unconditional love. On the other hand, much of the information that you receive through your intuitive processes will be effective only for you. This is the difference between personal truth and impersonal truth. They are both truth, but personal truth is yours, and impersonal truth belongs to all that is, to each person. At times, the truth that comes through your intuitive processes or through intuitive channels can be contaminated with your own fear. Here is a place to apply your intellect. In other words, you might think that you are receiving a clear intuition, but if you examine it rationally, if you take it apart, you will be able to see that you are responding to an insecurity. It is natural to ascend to a level where you can learn to distinguish between the sources of guidance that you receive. The idea of being guided by truth that is received intuitively appears unusual to the five-sensory personality. To the multisensory personality, it is unusual not to rely on truths that it receives from its higher self and through its higher self, from souls that are more advanced. The personality is never separate from its soul, and the soul and its personalities are continually assisted and guided with impersonal compassion and wisdom. This is so both for the five-sensory personality and the multisensory personality. But the five-sensory personality is not aware of its soul or the guidance that it receives from its higher self and from more advanced souls. The multisensory personality is aware of its soul. It seeks to align itself with its soul, to become the physical embodiment of its higher self. And it consciously invokes and receives the loving guidance of its own soul and of other souls that assist it.